Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to confront the struggle for mental health. There is a piece by a distinguished academic named Leah Greenfeld, who has studied nationalism, capitalism, and psychology, with a particular emphasis right now in her new book, Mind, Modernity, and Madness, The Impact of Culture on Human Experience. Big, heavy, weighty subject. But she begins a piece in the Wall Street Journal today with a shocking declaration, which is the mass shootings last month in Uvalde, Texas, and Buffalo, New York, carried out by 18-year-old gunmen, have heightened fears that something's gone horribly wrong. But the problem isn't new, Dr. Greenfeld writes. American psychiatrists have been studying rates of functional mental illness, such as depressive disorders and schizophrenia, since the 1840s. And what do we learn by looking back at the rate of functional mental illness that we had then as opposed to now, Dr. Greenfeld?
Well, we learned several things. First is that already in the 1840s, in the United States in particular, but also in Britain and France, mental illness, the rates of mental illness were a cause for an alarm. It was then when the very first psychiatric organizations were formed specifically to address those problems, and when the first publications about mental illness and specifically the growing rates of mental illness were established. This is one thing that we learn. Another is that since then, that is, since 1840s, when those rates were first measured in several countries, and specifically in the United States, these rates were increasing.
They've increased steadily, you write, right? I mean, since the 1840s.
Steadily.
Does this if you don't mind my asking, does this reflect the fact that we're giving more attention to mental illness than we used to, that we are getting better at diagnosing it, or are you convinced that we actually have a situation where people are suffering more commonly from schizophrenia and depressive illness?
Well, we have convincing evidence that people are suffering much more from those illnesses than before. We cannot say that the measures, our ways of measuring those complaints have improved, precisely because of the consistent nature of statistics beginning with 1840s. So you see, they consistently show increase. Of course, this question, since people do not want to believe that, this question has been many times asked. Well, perhaps we just discover it better. We got better at diagnosis. No. It is that there are many more people who suffer from that. For any parent, I would say, or any college professor absolutely evident. As a college professor, I face this every day. And I can tell you that I see this increase in front of my eyes. If several years ago in a class I would of the same size, I would have, let's say, two people suffering from those complaints. Now I would see 10.
Now,
obviously increasing.
Generally, life expectancy is increasing. Standards of living, certainly you mentioned France, Britain, and the United States. I mean, the improvement since the 1840s, of course, before the Civil War, the levels of health, medical care, life expectancy also greatly improved. If you were to look at a core cause for the, and you have a number in your piece here suggesting that it could be as many as 40% of students, college students, have been affected by mental illness.
Those are current numbers. They were just announced in April.
Okay.
Current statistics.
And don't we have much better psychotropic abilities to treat people with severe mental illness, much
no,
better than we did 50 years ago?
No, we don't have any ability to treat them better than we did in the 1840s. We simply do not have any ability. Why? Because those sicknesses are not understood. It is assumed for no reason at all. It is assumed that they are biological in nature. But there is absolutely no evidence that they are biological in nature. In fact, there is a lot of evidence that the agent of this disease is cultural. It is our culture that creates those diseases. It is because our culture confuses people, confuses them to such an extent that they are unable at the early age to form an identity, to understand who they are. So there is this professional term for that. Our society is anomic. It is a society without clear guidance. In fact, the more freedom we give to the individual to define oneself, and the more choices for such self-definition the individual has, and those choices are constantly increasing in our society, the more such freedom there is, the less healthy mentally the population becomes. Because the individuals cannot, in such a society as ours, to form an identity. So people are growing up without really knowing what they are.
Or what is expected of them. Can you, Dr. Greenfeld, can you stay with us for a few minutes more? Because you have some other very shocking numbers here that here in the United States, of course, we take great pride in our country. We take great pride in what we've achieved materially and in terms of physical health, biology, as you put it. You say that even if you look at Southeast Asian countries, there's a virtual immunity, you say, to some of the psychiatric problems, the mental health problems that we encounter here. Why? More coming up. We'll be right back.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On the Michael Medved show, Dr. Leah Greenfeld, who is a professor of sociology, political science, and anthropology at Boston University, and a distinguished academic who has lectured all over the world. Her books have won major awards. Her most recent book is... Modernity, Madness, and Mind, the Impact of Culture on Human Experience. Okay, You've just said a number of things that I think are going to shock people who are listening to you, suggesting, well, one of the points you make in your article is that even in Southeast Asia, which is by no means as prosperous or as privileged or as many choices or as advanced a state of personal autonomy and liberty as we have here in the United States, what you're saying is that the incidence of functional mental illness is much less in less favored nations, one could say. Is that one of the conclusions of your research?
Yes, much, much less. That is, those people are in a much better psychological condition and much better adjusted to life than we are, than people in prosperous and secure and free societies. In fact, tremendous, the difference is tremendous. And this is because in those Southeast Asian societies, in which I include Japan and China, so societies that we hear quite a lot, in those societies, just as in the European societies in the past, the identity was given to the individual by his or her social position. So one simply learned one's identity, who one was, what one was expected to do, what one was expected to achieve, who one was expected to marry, who one was expected to befriend, what one was expected to wear and to eat, all those things. One simply learned from one's environment, from one's most immediate environment in childhood. So if somebody was born as a shoemaker's daughter, then she knew that when she grows up, she would marry another shoemaker and she would become a mother of future shoemakers, and she knew precisely every step of her life and all the limits.
If you'll excuse me, she lived. What you seem to be arguing, basically, and which could be a title, is that freedom makes you sick. Is that the core of your argument?
Well, yes, unfortunately, this is how it turns to be. Freedom and equality, it's both of those. They make you sick. Democracy, in other words, makes you mentally ill. It's not that you have to give up on democracy. It's that one needs a special education to deal with the benefits and burdens of freedom and equality. And
what you're talking about is fascinating, because there's so many people in the United States who go deeply into debt. Their entire dream is to go to college and university, to go to a place like Boston University, where you've taught for some years. And what you're suggesting is people who achieve that and then have the choices in life that you get from a certain level of success may pay a cost in their own mental health. Am I understanding you?
You are absolutely right. And you probably don't even know how right you are, because it is precisely within the privileged strata, within those who we would consider successful, and specifically successful through education, that those mental diseases are concentrated. It is those people who are in particular affected by depression and schizophrenia. So it is very much, right now, it is very much a function of their education. Their education adds tremendously to their confusion and they're feeling maladjusted and therefore tremendously unhappy in their society. You mentioned before in your question that we here are very proud of our country and of its numerous achievements. Now, this is wrong today because so many, in particular, of our young people do not at all feel proud. They feel ashamed of their country. They feel bad about themselves as Americans. They feel terrible if they are, for example, white American males. They are constantly told how terrible they are, what a terrible human group they represent, how awful their history has been. They learn it from childhood, and they're completely undone by it.
You were born and raised, at least to some extent, in Russia. Is that right?
Yes, in the Soviet Union, actually.
Worse still. People had not much reason to be proud of life in the Soviet Union.
You see, they had no reason, while Americans do have excellent reason. But people in Russia, in the Soviet Union, they were very proud of living in the Soviet Union.
Dr. Greenfeld, I appreciate your coming on the show. This obviously bears further conversation. Speaking to Dr. Leah Greenfeld, her piece in the Wall Street Journal today, The West Struggle for Mental Health. We'll be right back.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Virginia jury has found in favor of Johnny Depp in his defamation trial against ex-wife Amber Heard. Depp sued Heard for $50 million over an op-ed piece she wrote in the Washington Post about domestic violence. The Pirates of the Caribbean star claimed the article hurt his career and caused him to lose roles in films. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is admitting she was wrong about the risk of inflation last year. Inflation is at a 40-year high in the United States, but in March of 2021, Yellen said rising inflation posed only a small risk. Yellen blaming the high prices on unanticipated and large shocks to the economy and supply bottlenecks. The president meeting with the Fed Reserve Chairman on Tuesday and vowing to give the Fed space to address rising consumer prices. USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I will admit that this is the first time I'd ever been exposed to the work of Dr. Leah Greenfeld. I'd heard her name. But she takes what should be an alarming point of view, which is not completely dismissed by everybody. But the point of view, it seems to me, will probably register with some parents out there who are dealing with some of the challenges in education that are very, very much on the political agenda right now. Because one of the arguments, I think, at the core of her perspective is that, look, the nature of education is not just to transmit information. It's to let young people understand what's expected of them. I mean, that's the core of education, isn't it? What's expected about how you behave, about the values that you take, about the order in your life. I mean, the basic education, the first thing that kids learn or that you want to help kids learn, I mean, aside from walking, is helping them be toilet trained, right? That's a big deal. And right now, the trendy kind of woke education that you get everywhere doesn't give you any of those guardrails, doesn't tell you what's expected. And the difficulty here is that insanity is even being excused as somehow you can think, use your imagination, of things that once upon a time would have been described as completely insane and unhinged, including all kinds of self-mutilation, which, by the way, the evil killer in Uvalde was involved with before his crime. By the way, the gunman in Buffalo, remember, whose name was Peyton Gendron, 18 years old, accused of killing 10 people at a Buffalo supermarket, was charged by a jury today with domestic terrorism, motivated by hate, and 10 counts of first-degree murder. In addition to those charges, a grand jury in Erie County Court in upstate New York, in Buffalo, included the suspected gunman, Peyton Gendron, indicted the suspected gunman, Peyton Gendron, on 13 charges of second-degree murder and attempted murder as a hate crime, and one charge of weapons possession. The indictment said Mr. Gendron acted because of a belief or perception regarding the race and or color of some of the victims. And by the way, what you're lacking in terms of when I say that the nature of education, the core of education is teaching kids not what they should expect, but what is expected of them. What are you supposed to do? And when there are no standards, when there is no conventional plan that is disclosed to you for living your life and building your life, well, here's an example of what that leads to. In the past year, there have been two false alarms at the RV encampment along Southwest Andover Street in West Seattle. Each time, officials placed red no parking signs and pasted bright orange notices to windshields warning that the vehicles were at risk of being impounded if they weren't moved. So said Garth Carroll, who's known to everyone as Gizmo. Gizmo has lived on the street for more than 2 years since Seattle stopped enforcing the rule that vehicles can only be parked on the same block for 72 hours because of pandemic concerns. In October, the city resumed enforcement, but it said the city crews would provide warnings and education before more serious consequences. Since then, the Seattle Department of Transportation has issued about 3,350 citations and impounded 1,700 vehicles. This month, the Seattle Department of Transportation announced that the city will resume full parking enforcement for any vehicle that has not moved for longer than 72 hours and return to pre-pandemic standards. Public streets are not an appropriate place for long-term vehicle storage, the announcement said. And by the way, you can see the difference when they've cleared this stuff away. As it happened yesterday, a beautiful day in Seattle, we went with our second oldest granddaughter, Emmy, and we took a walk around Green Lake. And Green Lake, a year or two ago, was a disaster. It was Gross Lake, not Green Lake. And partially, mostly, it was vehicles. It was RVs, and many of them broken down, many of them not operative. This month, Seattle Department of Transportation announced that the city will resume full parking enforcement for any vehicle that does not move for longer than 72 hours and return to pre-pandemic standards. The recently, Gizmo, the homeless guy who's been living in a non-working car, has heard the rules around towing vehicles have changed, but largely he's confused given the false alarms. See, again, that's another example of just not knowing what the rules even are or what's going to be enforced or not. He said it creates a whole tsunami of panic and fear and worry and feeling threatened and terrorized by parking enforcement or the city. We're afraid of losing everything. Our home, our property, our tools. RV encampments across the city. Yeah, what problem? They're talking about whatever the junk is they've been able to, and I know I shouldn't say it's junk, whatever their property is that they have, no, who knows where they've acquired it. But this goes on, and it is fascinating because it gives you a perspective on this. Other encampments, RV encampments across the city, have also recently seen no parking signs and orange stickers in recent weeks, and other people have been similarly confused trying to navigate where exactly parking enforcement stands on the issue, said Bill Curlin Hackett. He is the director of the Interfaith Task Force on Homelessness, which now runs the Vehicle Residency Outreach Program / scofflaw mitigation. They're mitigating scofflaws. At first, the city said it would focus on towing only vehicles that were unoccupied and presented a hazard, such as leaking sewage or fire risk. Now, city transportation officials say the ruling still allows the city to impound illegally parked vehicles, but prevents them from charging an excessive fee if the owner lives in the vehicle. In other words, you have to pay a fee if your car gets towed, but it's empty. But if you live in it, you don't have to pay an excessive fee. It's all madness. And yes, sending clear messages about what is expected seems to be an important idea for anybody, homeless or not. We'll be right back.
Join in your daily dose of debate.
I truly believe you're delusional.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corrupt human tornado.
Michael Medved.
There's a email that came in. It came in from Stephen in Renton, Washington. Stephen says, well, if the GOP takes over this fall, that's the end of democracy and the beginning of fascism in America. American people are so stupid, they will do nothing to improve anything. Just push America away and replace it with Putin America. Canada already sees it happening. They are preparing for the GOP fascist America. How are they preparing? By disarming? That's Canada, they are debating in Parliament right now in Ottawa. They're debating a buyback. And to reduce the number of guns in private hands in Canada. Will that work to achieve what they want? Stephen, if you're listening, and I hope you are, it'd be great if you would call up and I'll give you a chance to answer. But what is it that you think that with a Democratic president, right now, with both houses of Congress Democratic, let's say the Republicans take over both House and Senate, what is it you think that Republicans would actually do over President Biden's veto, presumably, but what do you think that Republicans would actually do to bring fascism to America, to end democracy in this country? What is it you're afraid of? I mean, President Trump, he was actually very angry about it. He exploded about it on his Truth Social. The fact that Michael Sussman, the first and so far the only individual to face criminal proceedings or to be indicted over the Durham investigation, and we just had a unanimous decision by the jury, and it was quick, a very quick jury that threw it out. Sussman isn't guilty. Now, if that's fascism, really? This comes in from Jenny in Steilacoom, which is a beautiful part of, I believe it's Pierce County. She says, I'm Michael, I'm a med head, a longtime listener. I've been listening to all of your gun law segments, and I think what frustrates people like me most is that if we aren't holding real criminals accountable for actual crimes, including felons with guns, etc., how can I take seriously anymore discussion about more laws that won't be enforced? You're exactly right, Jenny. That's exactly right and appropriate. My husband works in law enforcement. The uptick in crime in our region and the lack of bookings, arrests, and charging is baffling, and the general public has no idea. He came across a felon, she's talking about her husband, with a gun, a career criminal in his district. The jail was refusing to take this person because of COVID restrictions. This is about 6 months ago. This type of thing happens routinely and continues. Crime is out of control, particularly in Washington State. It is unacceptable that we aren't booking these violent criminals, amen, or that we are letting them out or not charging them. It insults me that many pick and choose the violence and crime that they wish to do something about. Once we make public safety a priority, fund it properly, and actually impose consequences for real criminals, then I am happy to consider new laws. Look, I think you are entirely accurate. And the fact is, there isn't enough person power right now. In law enforcement, we need to hire more people, we need to pay them better, and we need to concentrate, especially when it comes to the firearms, concentrate on enforcing the gun laws that we have, which everyone will tell you. Eric Adams says it in New York. They have very strict gun laws in New York. They have very strict gun laws in Chicago. They have strict gun laws in Philadelphia. But they do not get enforced, and it leaves is almost an academic faculty lounge kind of atmosphere about some of the new prescriptions for dealing with this problem that you hear being talked about. Red flag laws, it seems to me, are appropriate because it gives people who are close to an individual who may be a danger to himself and others, gives them the right to report the individual and to make someone who otherwise might not be subject to losing the ability to acquire and hold and deploy weapons. But other than that, the basic problem of crime, it's not that the gun commits the crime. The gun is a tool that people use for that purpose. But I am sure, Jenny, that you understand why people, after two horrifying incidents with the same tools being used so with such devastating impact, that people are, but the core element has to be getting people off the streets. We had in Seattle here, it was someone who had had like 46 shoplifting convictions or guilty pleas and no imprisonment. And they're doing that in San Francisco. One of the things that is encouraging is there's going to be a vote in San Francisco coming up. And to recall the DA, the district attorney, Chesa Boudin, and who is one of those people who doesn't want to arrest people even for simply misdemeanor crimes. But there's this little bit of good news to conclude with. People who drink coffee daily live longer, study says. Mounting evidence shows caffeine lovers who drink coffee daily are less likely to die early compared to those who don't. For 7 years, Southern Medical University researchers in Guangzhou, China, studied the habits and overall health of 171,000 people who did not have cancer or chronic disease. Ultimately, they discovered that those who drank unsweetened coffee regularly were 15 to 21% less likely to die than the participants who didn't. The study was published yesterday in the journal Annals of Internal Medicine. Researchers studied over 170,000 participants with an average age of 55.6 years, looking at people who drank unsweetened, sugar-sweetened, and artificially sweetened coffee. While sugar-sweetened and unsweetened coffee show a link between consumption and a lower risk of early death, the data for a cup of artificially sweetened Joe was less consistent. So if you're going to use sugar with your coffee, real thing. What about the new college comedy, it's called? But it's pretty grim comedy. It's called Emergency. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
Two promising black college seniors on the verge of graduation find a white girl they've never met sprawled unconscious and vomiting on the floor of their apartment. It's an emergency. And that's the title of the new comedic melodrama now streaming on Prime Video.
We can't just leave her somewhere.
We take her to the hospital.
We get pulled over, we die, Kunle.
This isn't good, but panicking does not help.
And there's real panic and danger and considerable pain in a surprisingly serious film about racism, friendship, potential police abuse, and the myth of the carefree college life. Well acted, well written, and occasionally deeply moving, so despite its comedic moments, it's anything but lighthearted fun. Rated R for abundant scenes of drug use and references to sexuality, 2.5 stars for the engaging and impressive Emergency. But it is a disturbing and serious film and has something to say about assumptions based on race. And yes, about racism. And racism even where you don't expect to find it. This is a fairly elite college campus that they are dramatizing, never named. Coming up tomorrow is breaking up Russia into a bunch of different countries, the only way to end its aggressive imperialism. And blockbuster Supreme Court cases involving things like so-called affirmative action, gun rights, and much more. We'll get a preview from law professor John Yu, and more. All coming up tomorrow in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.